Ooh, that's Eric Clapton and J.J. Cale, the late, great J.J. Cale, off the album The Road to Escondido. J.J. Cale, number called Dangerous. Well, it could be appropriate, I suppose, in a sense, because it's time now for the Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week slot. And Eamon is not with us today. Instead, the boss, Mark Pierce, is in the house. Ooh, we're all in fear and trembling now. Hey, everyone is, ooh, and a long time since we last had Valencia Maguaza in the house, and now it's going to be up to you to carry this new Wine of the Week flag, Valencia, because you're the expert. So let's launch straight into it. Today's Wine of the Week is?
As a survivor, we're having a Survivor's Sauvignon Blanc 2022.
Okay.
Yes.
And what do you know about this wine that you can tell us?
It's a very good wine. The winemaker, it's Pierre Val. He's a winemaker that won the Dinner Club Wine of the Year, of which the year was 2016. And then they got the name Survivor. They got a name Survivor after one of the particular Nguni cow, of which is the cow that's outside the bottle. If you go to the shop, you'll be seeing a bottle with the cow inside.
I was just going to comment on how pretty the label is. It's unusual to see a cow on the label on a bottle of wine, but it is a very attractive label, and it's a very attractive Nguni cow. So, what's the history with the name? You say the survivor.
Apparently, that cow, it just escaped, and it was found in a vineyard. So they saw the cow. And then they started naming the
so that's wine like the
with
mascot.
The cow, yes. But the name of the cow, they call it Nguni cow.
Okay, so here it is. And the 2022 vintage is a pure expression of the Elgin terroir, which means the topography, the land, the soil in which you find the grapes growing. It shows notes of freshly crushed gooseberries. That sounds nice. That's white blossom, elderflower, and red grapefruit. On the nose... That's what you smell. While the palate supports the aromas with fresh grapefruit and subtle hints of nectarine and tropical fruit. A mouth-watering, rounded acidity accompanies a full and long finish on the palate. And that sums up pretty much what most good Sauvignon Blancs have to offer. And this in particular goes extraordinarily well with whitefish, sushi, Vietnamese-style foods,
and gouda cheese.
How do I pronounce it? So let's now, because we can, you've got the bottle ready to go. Why don't we pop the cork, pour a little sip and taste it so that we'll come back on the other side, dear listener, and tell you whether it lives up to the description, the fanfare. You know, one can sing about these things and extol the virtues, but nothing survives like the taste test. So let's take a dip into Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band while we pour ourselves a splash so that we can let you know what it's all about.
Every chance we could.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band working on the Night Moves, and we have been working on the Sauvignon Blanc called Survivor. And I have got to tell you that all of the descriptive narrative that came before the taste proved true. It is that magnificent notes of freshly crushed gooseberry, white blossom, elderflower, red grapefruit on the nose. So there has a gorgeous aroma. And then on the palate, as you take a quaff, those aromas are supported with a fresh grapefruit, subtle hints of nectarine and tropical fruit, mouth-wateringly rounded acidity that accompanies a full and long finish on the palate. So you get that. It's almost like a tartness in the in the mouth, but it's not bitter. It just gives you it makes you shiver almost with delight and anticipation. This is it's a lovely wine. What kind of price can one expect to pay for this joy at Tops and lifestyle?
Yes. It's R199.99 a bottle.
Okay, so if we round it up to R200, will that make a difference?
Definitely.
Because I generally speaking don't carry those amounts of cents. It's not a cheapie. It's not a plonk. This is definitely a wine to be savored. It's a wonderful gift. I love the fact that they've taken such a light-hearted approach to the label, and the naming of the wine, named after a survivor, a lone
survivor
in the field. I think it's just charming. And you've got stock.
Yes, we do got stock, and we're going to be tasting it at Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 2.
As per regular, you get an opportunity to taste, to try before you buy at Tops at Lifestyle from 12 to 2 on both days. I suggest you pop along and do just that, because there's also an opportunity for you to enjoy the advantage of entering a competition, which Mark is going to tell us all about.
Yeah, Dad, we've got a lot on the go at the moment. Especially, just want to say it's our first 3 days of Black Friday. This year we've got actually two sessions of Black Friday. So from today until Sunday the 19th, we have the first Black Friday, and then next week, from Thursday the 23rd to Sunday the 26th of November, it's our second Black Friday, and that's going to be a very strong promotion in store for us. So I really urge all customers to come along. It also combines with a very strong month end.
Wow.
So there's some fantastic offerings on the go. And also we have our Inverosh competition, which is been very successful. It runs till the 10th of December, and there's a cracking a cabinet, liquor cabinet, as the prize. And all you have to do is buy a bottle of 750 milliliter Inverosh, put your name on the back of the till slip, and leave it in our entry box. And there's every chance that you could win that cabinet, which is worth 25,000 rand.
Very, very nice. Just as a final, in terms of that Black Friday excitement, does this mean you're going to be discounting or adding value, or how does it work?
I think in conjunction with the suppliers, there's a lot of promotional brands on display. I always like to go to Google and find out what the origins of Black Friday were. And if you go to Mr. Google, He spits out a plethora of options that you can choose, but two of the more prominent ones were that in America, that a lot of the actual companies were trading in the red, and after Thanksgiving, a lot of the organizations ran promotions, and it was the first day that they were then able to trade. In the black, so that's how it became Black Friday.
Okay.
So there's plenty of items that and a lot of a lot of, I believe, early gift items for people to come in, and there might be some early Christmas presents that they can buy. So yeah, so these next 3-4 days and next week, and with our month end, we've got some really outstanding promotions and
but you're discount. Not giving a thing away. You've got to go to the store.
I would like you to come into the store and find out for yourself.
But I'm sure that there's going to be some excitement there, because
definitely.
You know, one thing that brings a lot of joy to one's soul is when you hear there's going to be discounts on offer at the bottle store. I don't think there's a single person that enjoys a hearty tipple that wouldn't be aroused by such a temptation. So, you've been warned in advance. When does the first Black Friday start?
So, that started today, and it runs through to this Sunday.
So, this weekend,
yeah.
Pop into to the store and take a gander. You'll find, I'm sure, deals that'll make your heart flutter. And then the following one is?
The next one is next Thursday on the 23rd, and that runs through to the Sunday the 26th, and it also combines with a very strong month-end promotion. So, there'll be some fantastic offerings.
Wow. So, you've got two opportunities to enjoy the benefits of Black Friday at Tops at Lifestyle. Thanks for bringing that to us, Mark. And Valencia, lovely to be in your esteemed company again and enjoying a glass of this magnificent wine of the week. Just a reminder, the wine is the Survivor Sauvignon Blanc from the Elgin Valley. And we think you're going to find it as charming and delightful as the label on the bottle. You're on the Afternoon Show, coming to you live from the center of Belita.